This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the show, we got Sayer G coming in from Green Med Info. We got to talk about some very interesting and scary technology from the likes of Monsanto and Dow. RNA interference technology, RNAi, and boy, the EPA said, yeah, sure, go ahead, Monsanto. Really? Yeah, we're going to cover it, and if you're not sure what we're talking about yet, you will understand it, and you will go.
Yeah, you are commanded. You will go to robertscottbell.com and read the notes that Captain Morgan posted. How's that, Captain? Does that help?
I don't know if that helped or
what
hurt.
What was that exactly?
That was my robot voice.
That was a robot?
Okay. Right, because you know
like
how
we were going like Darth for a minute and then suddenly we were Android. I don't even know what happened.
Well, you know, temporarily I was just like, this is a commandment. We tell you what to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, we don't. We provide information so you're better informed and can walk through life with less fear. Certainly far fewer ailments, and those ailments that you do have, you might be able to let go of because we got information that will help you there. So that's what's coming up this hour. Again, upcoming events, big time. There's some really cool stuff. We're up in Minnesota right now with the Trinity School of Natural Health. I hope everybody would consider becoming a naturopath or a holistic health person, even a nutritionist, anywhere in that realm. And Trinity School's got it going on, trinityschool.org. We got a lot of other events, Cancer Prevention Convention in Michigan, August 27th, the Food is Medicine Curacao event. And today is the day. Please sign up today if you're listening live because you'll get $300 off and you have until August 10th to make up your mind. Just in case you're not sure, but sign up today because you'll get the biggest discount. They'll have another one starting tomorrow, of course, but the code RB0700. And that's there in the notes as well. Big banner you can click on. And before it sells out, The Truth About Cancer Live, and that's October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Orlando, Florida. So for now, let's do a little bit of Freshman Friday Part 2, unless I forgot to announce anything else. Oh, yeah, go to RSB Reports. Learn about the gifts of the Magi and how they can help you today. With that, Cap Morgan, where did we go or where did we leave off?
Well, I think we were having a pretty good discussion about how to get the best nutrients into your system. And mm-hmm. We ended up going a lot in the actual food-based direction. But mm-hmm. kind of getting back to my original question about vitamins and supplements, I have been offered vitamins. Most of the supplements I take are like weird green colors and don't necessarily taste very good. So yes. That's how I know and gauge that they are good for me.
Well, why are they green? Did somebody color them with a Sharpie, or are they green because they're green in nature?
Well, I believe that the vitamins in, you know, like the phytoplankton that we take from right. Activation products
yes.
and the blood builder that I take quite a bit,
are
all
food.
Kind of like
yeah.
green, dark green, iron-flavored.
Yeah, that's
I
real
had,
food.
What?
Yeah, it is. I just want to acknowledge that what you're taking is food. It's not pretend.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there is a brand of supplements I was offered that are all this very pristine white color.
Okay.
And even though the person recommending these to me, I know, means very well and truly believes that these are a wonderful product, I just mistrust something that is pristine white like that because, to me, no whole food thing could look like that unless it was somehow bleached or maybe part of the nutrients are taking out of it, or it's dead nutrients.
It's a, that's a good perspective. I like your spider sense.
That is actually, that's pretty good thinking right there, because it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you, I don't know, what would I equate it to? Apple juice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even, how about honey, right?
Yeah.
You buy honey, you know, like people would normally buy honey off the shelf, and it's like it's perfectly clear, you know, and you look through it. But if you get like real honey, you can't see through it, right?
Yeah, in fact, it's funny you brought that up, because we were talking with Morley Robbins about like one of the highest food sources for copper. If you're semi-vegetarian, I know that there are some that won't touch bee products. They're really hardcore on that. But the royal jelly and the bee pollen, for instance, excellent sources of copper, you know, these trace minerals that are so important that may be lacking. And if they're in a supplement, they're often in the wrong form. So that's another important consideration. Your syrup. Let me say this, your honey could be cut with all kinds of things, including syrups of different kinds. So just like we've talked about the controversies of olive oil being cut with other oils that are cheaper, honey in a grocery store, you got to be careful. You got to find out. And if you could find a local beekeeper, that'd be ideal.
So if I buy olive oil that says organic olive oil on it, might it not be only olive oil?
Yeah, the extra virgin, raw, organic. You know, you got to be careful with the brands. I don't have that in front of me, Super Don. Maybe we have a list or a link somewhere.
Yeah, well, right? It was a story that we covered a while back, and it kind of goes along the lines of one of the other stories that we covered, I think it was earlier in the week, about just the organic label, period.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because organic, it's become so popular that now the normal thing that comes along with things becoming popular, now the scam artists and the greed starts, you know, infiltrating the industry.
When you commoditize food, Super Don, like we have, and of course becoming a multi-billion-dollar industry, there are players that are going to snooker you. It's a lot harder to do that on a local level. Like if you go to a local farmer's market, if somebody's really snookering you, for lack of a better way to say it at the moment, it's going to be found out pretty well, pretty quick, in a community that doesn't suffer the scam artists, right? Because we know who's really growing it. But when you've got it being shipped over from Europe or China, anything goes along the way. And I'm not saying 100% of it's bad, but ideally we've got to get back to local production and get to know the producers or become the producer.
I think that I now have to work schnookered into my everyday vocabulary. So
did I say schnooker?
You did say schnooker.
I did. Wow. I didn't realize I said that. So let's see. What other food stuffs do you have questions about? Because I love
what
you're
doing. Well, okay. So that's good perspective about the whole bleaching thing. Mm-hmm. Now, that also calls into question, my mother raised us to believe that white bread was of the devil.
Yeah.
And I have friends that are ordering whole wheat, assuming that it's healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are all things that are white, you know, white spelt pasta, for example, or white spelt wraps that we get that are organic and, you know, all the things, are they still less nutritious than whole wheat? And then is whole wheat any good unless it's completely organic and all of the other things?
Well, the whole grain is always better than the refined grains. If you have to make it white, you may have to bleach it, or you're going to have to remove the minerals that would cause it to be colored. And for instance, there are spelt wraps that are whole spelt, and there are white spelt wraps, right? So there's a differentiation between the quality and the mineral quantity even in each of those. And your mom was right about white bread being of the devil, primarily because they remove all of the minerals, especially all of the chromium, which is found in whole grains, which makes it, a diabetes sandwich. Even if you're not putting sugary jelly in there, the fact is you've got a sugary treat because you've just got refined carbs, in these refined grains and no minerals to help balance it, to help, you know, deliver it into the cells safely. Again, that's the
difference. That's why you feel so happy and delicious after you eat it.
Yeah, you get a little sugar rush, right? and you know, if we look at the whole grains, even in America, a lot of them they find that are soaked in glyphosate to desiccate them and bring them to market. And so even some of the organic ones, we've found evidence of glyphosate, so we have to be extra careful. Although it's interesting to note that people that can't tolerate even the whole grains here in America, if they're organic, I would argue, again, glyphosate infested perhaps, that if they go to Italy and they have whole grain pasta in Italy, that they don't have the same problem. they report, my gosh, I ate the wheat there. I didn't have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is what we're doing to the grains here in America or in the West.
Well, I've absolutely heard that about friends traveling abroad. And when we were at the organic farm in Costa Rica, people mm-hmm. who normally have gluten allergies and intolerances ate all of their grains and had no issues. So it's a little bit frustrating, but on to more positive things.
Yep.
A positive supplement that everybody has been talking about is bone broth for a while now, and mm-hmm. cooking bone broth is a pain in the neck, but they now have it like for protein powders and stuff like that. You can get right. bone broth protein supplements. But again, it's pristine white, it's flavored vanilla, it's a little bit sweetened, it tastes good.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like pure food, but of course, I'm too lazy to make myself bone broth. So
sure, sure.
Well, is it a good supplement?
This is the Weston Price concept is big here with bone broth. And you know, as long as the animals were clean and you know, they're not adding toxic ingredients to it, there's legitimacy toward a nutrient broth being made throughout human history that included something like that. Now, a lot of folks are utilizing it for repairing gut, right? Because there's a lot of collagen. Although, you know, as you've read in Unlock the Power to Heal, we can heal the gut without bone broth. So, again,
it's silica.
Well, it's silica, exactly. And, you know, the vegetarians are going to be happy about that. The militant Weston Pricers might be unhappy that I say it can be done without bone broth because they won't be happy until everybody's doing bone broth. So, for me, I don't have that. My happiness doesn't depend on whether someone eats vegetarian or meat or paleo. That's just not where I'd be always miserable because there's always going to be somebody that's eaten in a way that you don't think is right. That for me is like there's too much time wasted on trying to do that. You want to be the best and the healthiest you can be, and you find out what works for you, and then you can tell people about it. And I'm philosophical in this way fundamentally that, hey, this is what I do. You can try it. It worked for me. It could work for you. But if it doesn't, let's keep looking. Let's keep tweaking your diet. So, again, this is where, again, people are so offended if you say bone broth is awesome or if you say bone broth is evil. I'm not in either camp. I want you to find out what works for you. And I'm not a vegetarian. I have been a vegetarian, and I can roll vegetarian, no problem. But I've got, you know, kids. I've got a wife. We work with what we got. And yet I argue and agree with Liam Sheff, our dearly departed friend, eating lower on the food chain would be to the benefit of most everyone. And, of course, unless you are, like, super active, work in the fields, and even then there are vegetarians that can do that. So who's to say one is ideal unless you get into a religious dogma about it? And with that, we got to take a break. Sayer G's waiting in the wings, and I appreciate you, Captain Morgan, always bringing it on Freshman Friday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, check out the notes. She does a lot of good there. RobertScottBell.com. Back with Sayer G, Green Med Info, coming up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tyler, time to go out for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This hour we're going to take it into the genetically engineered insanity that we missed here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and apparently a lot of people did. No, we didn't miss GMOs in its entirety, but man, oh man, there's technologies that are skating by, and thanks to our good friend Sayer G from Green Med Info, he brought this to my attention, our attention. We're going to cover it for the remaining parts of this hour together with Sayer. Sayer, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Robert. I just so love the work you're doing. I really appreciate you helping to get the word out about this.
Yeah, and just so you know, Sayer, you know, anytime you have a spare minute, I want you on the show. Not that you have spare minutes, but just so everybody knows how much we love and appreciate you here. The article you wrote recently on Green Med Info, we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says, the GMO agenda takes a menacing leap forward with EPA's silent approval of Monsanto and Dow's RNAi corn, I for interference. And it's like, whoa, RNA interference? What the hell is going on now?
Yes, this is huge, okay? It's huge because it is so hard for the layperson to understand the impact of what has just happened. In fact, that title was intentionally euphemistic because, as you know, activists are often, you know, sort of shedding a light of we exaggerate this hyperbole, you know, sensationalism. And I tried my best to actually ratchet that down, but I could kick myself because I don't think it's clear in the title what we're really dealing with. And so basically, Monsanto is just unleashed into what will soon be the sort of food chain, because by the end of the decade is when Monsanto says this will be on dinner plates. One of the most experimental technologies ever devised to alter the genes or the gene expression profiles of food that we're going to eat. And so it is much worse than just simply inserting a gene from, say, another species into a plant. We're talking about altering the RNA profiles of these genetically modified plants so that they can theoretically silence a wide range of genes within off-target species. So not just the corn rootworm, but also any number of basic cellular functions within mammals and specifically human genes. So this is where it gets really kind of scary. You know, we talk about frankenfruits, right? Yeah. Well, this is the that would be a non-hyperbolic description of what has just been invented. So I hope hopefully we can drill down and help people understand a little bit more about what this is.
Yeah, well, The Atlantic, as you pointed out, published an article in their thing about the EPA quietly approving this Monsanto genetic engineering technology, and it's called RNA interference. And they say, well, it's just used to kill insects, kill those pests, right? And, of course, that was the idea of what they claimed about if we can do that with genetic engineering, we could reduce our use of toxic pesticides, which obviously didn't work out that way. So now they're taking it to another level here with RNA interference technology. But we got to go back to high school biology in a sense, to go back to deoxyribonucleic acid, ribonucleic acid, and the difference between the two for a lot of the lay audience here.
Yeah, so it's really basic, actually, what's going on with this technology is that, of course, the protein coding genes, which has been the focus for, you know, half a century as the holy grail of molecular biology and by implication medicine, we know now after the, you know, Human Genome Project was drafted, turn of the century, that quite frankly, the protein coding genes aren't capable of even explaining how we have our bodies, because there's only 22,000 of them and there's 100,000 proteins in the human body. So clearly the genes aren't actually sufficient unto themselves to describe how even our organism exists. So what they discovered is that the other 98.5% of the genome that was written off as junk DNA, because it didn't protein, didn't cover, right? They said, oh, well, that stuff now we realize is what they call the dark matter of the human genome. And that's really primarily RNAs. And so these RNAs are produced in the whole genome, as far as we know, is transcribed. The RNAs are in control. They're sort of like the epigenetic layer above the protein coding genes, and they determine largely how these genes are expressed and the orchestration of those gene expression patterns. So when you have RNAs, what they do, okay, so you have genes, right, that code for proteins. Well, the messenger RNA takes that information and turns it into a protein. Now, what happens with RNA interference technology is that there are RNAs that are produced specifically for blocking messenger RNA's job. So, in other words, it silences or inhibits that messenger RNA from doing its thing. So those genes are effectively turned off. It's similar to just taking it out. It's like knocking out a gene in the old GMO model. The problem, of course, is that there's a lot of sequence homologies, right, or overlaps, so that one RNA interference molecule isn't going to just target one thing. That's always been the very simplistic assumption, quite to the contrary.
Hold on, Sarah. We got to take a break, but that is the, you know, oversimplification of, like, the unintended consequence. Oh, we didn't see that coming. Well, we see it coming, and now that we have RNAi on our radar screen, we're going to let all y'all know about it with Sarah G. of Green Med Info. More after this very important stuff.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and always glad when we can get Sayre G on from Green Med Info. It doesn't happen often enough. You hear me complaining, Sayre?
I appreciate that. I'll definitely come on more often. It's an honor.
Oh, well, it's an honor to have you. You know, this topic, though, is beyond being fascinating, just because the egghead side of our audience, including my mind and yours, it's incredible because it explains so much in terms of how you are what you eat, that concept of epigenetics, right? If you alter your diet, how you alter gene expression. We go to Bruce Lipton and the concepts he brought out as well. And yet the Monsantos of the world, what we would call if you want to call them evil geniuses, but I don't want to use the word genius because I'd like to think that would be a benevolent term. But, of course, we're qualifying it by calling it evil because you alter, let's say, DNA in a species through manipulating one species to another and putting them together. Or now with this RNAi technology or interference, the unintended consequences always, always present. And I don't even think Michael Crichton was writing about this.
Amen to that, exactly. I couldn't call Monsanto an evil genius corporation because what they have effectively done is just the most imbecilic maneuver in the history of food technology. And I can prove this because, so basically, they published a study that I am highly remiss in having not reported on 3 years ago when I first stumbled upon it. In that study, okay, this was published out of their St. Louis laboratory there in 2008, mm-hmm. and it's titled Endogenous Small RNAs in Grain. And what they're doing, they were quantifying the sequence homology to human and animal genes with these grain RNAs. And so they basically uncovered Pandora's box issue, which is they found that if they just took the small RNAs, these are RNAs that can interfere with gene expression within rice, they found that there was 100% complementarity match with hundreds of human genes covering all elements of fundamental life processes like cell cycle regulators, cell structure, adhesion molecules, metabolic enzymes and pathways, signal transduction. I mean, on and on. These basically what this implies is that when you tinker with RNAs within the foods that are consumed by, you know, our human species, you are potentially activating or changing patterns in the RNA profiles that could shut down the most fundamental genes needed for our cells to function. But you know what they did? This is why I say they're not evil geniuses. These guys, in a highly conveniently Pollyannish dismissal of the safety implications, said, oh, well, because they did rice, corn, and soy, there are hundreds of these overlaps, and we've been eating them for hundreds of years, therefore they're safe. This was the evidence that they tried to prefer as a, you know, sort of proof. And, but here's the other qualification. At the time that this was written, they stated there was no compelling evidence that the RNAs that we consume in food survives digestion and gets into our body in physiological relevant quantities to interfere with these genes. And what happened was that was overturned when the Zhang study came out only a few years ago. This Chinese study proved that subjects given rice had a specific microRNA they tracked that survived digestion, went into their bodies, and actually changed the expression of the LDL receptors in their bodies. Which means, fundamentally, that this opened up an international debate because the implication, of course, is food is information. We know that, right? Well, now we have a molecular mechanism tied into the way that these RNAs function that shows that, yeah, in fact, what you eat, it could totally change your gene expression profiles. So in that conclusion, they stated that, oh, since there's no proof of this, it's safe. And they gave no evidence, right? The absence of evidence isn't evidence of absence, right? Yeah. It's a very fundamental concept, but that's what they were trying to fraudulently proclaim.
So let me go back and just to reiterate for folks that Monsanto itself came out with its own study in 2008, self-funded. All the people working in Monsanto came out and said, hey, these RNAs in grain, they're safe because they're not being passed through the digestive tract into the system itself to alter anything. Yet the Zhang study more recently showed that this RNA does indeed survive digestion and does indeed impact gene expression.
Yes, yes. And in fact, it's ironic. It was the same exact grain that they were referring to in this study. So fundamentally, what this means is that, okay, let's assume that it's true that because we've eaten all these, you know, grains before hundreds of years in the past and they did their analysis and you know, let's assume it's true that they're not going to shut down our genes because they happen to have this overlap. But that does not imply, therefore, that when they alter and produce what they have on the market today, thanks to the EPA approval, a new RNA interference form of that, that then that form can be proven safe because of that. That's an absurd leap of irrationality in pseudoscience. And so, but this is the type of information that they submitted to the EPA when, for a very brief window, Robert, 15 days, right, comment period, right? And then the Monsanto submitted their comments and referenced this ridiculous quote study. And, of course, it was passed, and there was no mention of it by the EPA in the Federal Register, which is customary. I wouldn't be even surprised if it wasn't illegal. legal obligation. And so they just ramrodded this thing through, and no one seems to know. The only time this came on the radar was when the Australian government tried to approve an RNA interference wheat, and several scientists stood up and citizens, and they had press conferences, and they shut that thing down because the concern was it was literally going to kill people to eat RNA interference wheat. But so anyway, this is the same level of concern, and it's the science that is sort of sending up the precautionary red flag of, hey, we need to take a look at this, and this should not be happening.
Well, those that rely upon, let's say, their economic livelihood by not seeing things will not see things. Of course, if you do this study in Monsanto and your market is basically, we need to find that this stuff is safe, we're going to find a way to say that it's safe. And of course, if you've captured the regulatory agencies, which is, you know, an interesting thing when we talk about the political left and the political right, where they should be both equally suspicious of the regulatory bodies because they're captured by industry. Unfortunately, that pays heavily for that capture to both Republicans and Democrats. We see the failure of the regulatory state in protecting the people, and how we must, as the real media, the independent media, Media 2.0, do our jobs of investigation and reporting, and then ultimately, hopefully, encourage folks to decentralize, to uncouple, decouple, and rely less and less until we rely nothing at all upon a centralized bureaucracy to protect us, and we must protect each other.
I totally agree. That's exactly. I mean, so the EPA is nothing more than a cheerleading, you know, organization when it comes to biotech interests like this. I should state too, this new corn was a byproduct of Dow and Monsanto cooperating, so to speak. And what it contains, get this, is five traits that they have injected into this frankenfood. So two of them is the production of the BT toxin, right? So it's already pesticidal. It was defined as a pesticide, this actual corn strain, because of the, you know, inclusion of those two traditional GMO traits. And keep in mind, by the way, the discovery of RNA interference going on implies that the old school GMOs, where they, you know, take a gene out or put a new gene in, probably have a radically altered RNA profile. So now there's a whole new layer of risk that was never accounted for through that technology, that now there should be immediate halt and a review of the safety. That's not going to happen, we know, but I'm just saying. And then on top of it, Dow had its special herbicide resistance in there, and then Monsanto has its Roundup resistance. So those four traits, right? And then they throw this RNA interference grenade into the works. Who can even imagine what the unintended adverse effects of this quote food are? But it's devastating in implication.
Well, and we've seen the increase in chronic disease, in porous gut and inflammatory bowel diseases, and even cancers linked to the introduction of the old style. This is weird to even think. Old style genetically engineered food, right? And we're up to the next generation with RNAi technology. And it, you know, are these the kind of concepts we've heard about with Terminator seeds, indirectly, inadvertently, or advertently, depending on your view of how sinister this program is? Of course, if we look at just pure profit motive, it's about controlling the food supply on planet Earth, meaning that if you want to eat, you got to come to us. That's a very powerful and economically viable position if you're an evil, whatever you want to call it. How do we take food out of the commoditization? And that, of course, takes everything out of this globalization movement that we've lived through to a more localized aspect, the permaculture, the people that are really getting it. And I sense are trying to say, how do we decouple? How do we uncouple from this dependency of food shipped from all over planet Earth, from the likes of Monsanto, et cetera, to going back to all of us preparing and producing our own food on a local basis?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I believe it's, you know, platforms like your own that are raising awareness. It's the lack of information right now that's most concerning to me. Again, I'm surprised there aren't other well-known GMO activist groups that weren't on this process, like watching the register. I mean, Greenpeace Info has about 100 advocacies. I can't stay on top of all of them. So I'm just trying to figure out why no one else raised a red flag and why we all need to do that now, because on some level, it seems almost too late because there's no public comment open.
Sure.
But you know, we all need to do this together. And you're one of the only people out there, Robert. You know, you immediately saw the implications. So I'm hoping that your audience is becoming more aware, because honestly, after decades it's now been of activists out there fighting the GMO agenda, we've had major successes, of course, now that glyphosate is classified as a a carcinogen by the EPA of California. That's huge. But the distraction has been really more towards the agrochemical side of it, which we all know is absolutely insane. But this is tinkering with the genetic and epigenetic infrastructure of our species in such a way that it's no longer just about altering, you know, methylation patterns in our DNA over many generations. That will happen through this technology. But this is the type of food that can literally shut down hundreds of essential biological functions in a mammalian or human body.
Yes.
And no one seems to even be raising that flag in the scientific community, which is so surprising.
Well, and because the vast majority of the people on planet Earth, at least in a Western mindset, still believe that germs are the cause of disease, they can be easily convinced that a plague has finally descended upon us, or it is the Spanish flu that has returned based on this RNAi technology. And of course, again, that's the displacement, that's the distraction, that's the playbook. And of course, that's part of the education that we have to, you know, bring out to the world.
Robert, that is so profound what you're saying. Germ theory to me is a global political mythological construct to justify and suppress the awareness that we're being destroyed by chemicals, by the foods we're eating, by all the things that are preventable through lifestyle modification, nutritional changes. So you're 100% on top of it. They'll blame the coming wave of degeneration on some new germ that they have a vaccine for. So you're on top of it.
Well, we're going to keep staying on top of it with you, Sergi. We got one more segment to wrap it up before we head into the weekend here. I just broadcasting, as you know, this week, going to be up in Minnesota. Hope you come by and see us with Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org, getting some traditional naturopathy, getting back out into the world to help out this insanity that we're covering with Sergi. Back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts of Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, our broadcast affiliates around the country and around the world. Of course, on UK Health Radio, and we've got the archives available at robertscottbell.com at SoundCloud. So Sayers with me. I wish you could join me. We got a cool event in Curacao, September 17th through the 23rd. All organic, plant-based foods. I can never go to these places, Sayer, because these exotic places where it'd be awesome to have a vacation and all-inclusive, they don't have food I can eat. I'd have to bring my own. This kind, we're going to do it. And Sayer, this guy, Sunil Pai, Dr. Pai is great. And we've got an organic vegan chef from Mexico, is one of the tops in the world, that's going to be out there with us. And check it out. Links there as well. And so there are ways to eat well. We can, you know, uncoupled by making better choices, but this is not to put our head in the proverbial GMO sand either, to ignore it. That's why we've done and are doing what we are doing here today.
Wow, beautiful. I mean, this is a great opportunity for people to learn from you, experts, and eat well. You know, I love that. You know, that's part of it too, Robert, is that when I look at this issue, it actually comes from a really powerful insight I had based on new literature that's just come out, which is that Our foods have information, as we talked about, literally on the level of these little nanoparticles called exosomes that are secreted by all cells of living things, and they contain things like these RNAs that directly alter gene expression. And so what we're learning actually is that, you know, we know that cancer is not caused from a absence of chemotherapy or radiation. But we do know, right? Some foods have this incredible ability to accomplish what no pharmaceutical intervention, you know, could ever hope for, which is it's able to alter dramatically gene expression patterns in such a way that it could regress, you know, an actual, you know, cancer phenotype. So, but the mechanisms are that play are based on these RNAs. So on the other side of it, you know, we have the GMO approach and even pharmaceuticals that are now trying to capitalize on RNA interference technology with really terrible side effects, so that, you know, trials have already been halted by taking this pharmaceutical approach. But foods have this ability to provide informational molecules that are going to heal us. So that's the subtext is, yeah, obviously with Monsanto's approach, which is based on, you know, proprietary control, capitalization, et cetera, of our food supply, you know, they're doing it the wrong way, mm-hmm. you know, but the reality is if we are eating the way you just described, that is the best way to take control of our health. So, you know, this is the biosphere we're talking about. And we know that once you release a GMO into the biosphere, you can't necessarily ever recall it. And those genes are promiscuous. They can jump horizontally, affect multiple different kingdoms, even not just the species within which it was altered. So this is a fight for our own health and the health of all future generations to raise awareness about the wrong way to manipulate, obviously, these RNAs. And the right way is to, you know, do traditional growing practices and food preparation. So, you know, that's sort of the other side of it.
Well, the irony, too, is that as the science progresses, the good stuff that's not conflicted economically in the same way Monsanto's trying to promote these RNA interference technologies is that it's validating our approach to healing. That food is medicine, and the ancients knew it, and now we have, again, those of us who are in the egghead variety going, yeah, see, they were right all those thousands of years ago, right?
Yes. Yes, and in fact, and then, of course, the flip side of that statement is now we know food can be a devastating weapon,
yep.
And that's essentially, whether Monsanto intended or not to do this, they have weaponized a food that still millions, if not billions of people rely on. And to do that, in the name of science and progress, and even to say things like they're saving lives because they're producing better, you know, species of these plants is intolerable to anyone with just rudimentary intellectual function. So we really need to gather together and bring greater awareness to this issue and, you know, really start pressuring those who are doing this to stop.
Yeah, Monsanto's not saving lives, they're saying lies. And we're here to counteract it to the best of our ability, and Sayer G's doing an incredible job with greenmedinfo.com. And, of course, if you don't already get the newsletter there, please sign up. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. And, you really are living the mission, you know, that I like here, that we talk about bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. It's always been our power to do so, but we have almost been, we have been programmed into a state of denial of our reality, our true origin and our connection, that deep connection to the creation itself, and how by living our truth, we can transform this place for the better.
Beautiful. Totally agree.
All right, Sayer, with that, we're going to sign off, head into the weekend. I hope to see all y'all in Minnesota that are coming up for the Naturopathic Conference. And, Sayer, we can't wait to have you on again real soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Remember, folks, the power to heal truly is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.